Hello, hello. We are officially recording from our new podcast setup.
Yes.
I did a whole 360 that we had, like I said, or I don't know, we probably mentioned it at some point. When we first moved into the house, we have four bedrooms and we wanted one of these rooms to be our dedicated podcast room.
Yeah.
And so we picked a room and we never did anything with it. We never did a podcast in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've only put out two since we moved in, right? Something like that. This morning I was like, I like the vibe of this room because we got a new futon, which folds out into a bed and it just like feels nice. It feels like comforting.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to take out the stuff that we don't need or that we don't use. And I'm going to put in some like our podcast stuff. And now we're officially recording from like our dedicated podcast room from now on.
Yes, we're recording. This room was actually supposed to be like our...
It's supposed to be like a second bedroom. But I mean, it's still kind of
workout
is.
Room.
Yeah, I had like the treadmill and my weights in here, but I mean, those rooms would fit the workout room better, don't you think? Because they're smaller rooms.
One.
This one's bigger. Yeah. This one actually has like a bathroom in it. This was like the dedicated like master.
This was original the master bedroom,
and the one we're staying in is like it was a garage before, but it's like a huge room.
Huge.
And I work out in there. It's big enough and everything. So I was like, let's just use this. And
every morning, Jayden blasts the TV and he blasts.
It's because like I have to blast the air, especially in summer because it's so hot
so
here.
Hot.
I have to blast the air conditioner and Netflix or YouTube or whatever we put on or whatever I put on to watch. I don't even end up watching it because I'm too busy working
it's
out.
It's a good thing I'm a deep sleeper.
Yeah. But yeah, we have our own podcast room. I can't wait to show you guys. At some point, we'll start video. Like we said, season three. We will do video. I think we have a pretty good setup of what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Still getting it brought up all together. I have some big news.
Some big exciting news.
I don't know if I ever mentioned it on the podcast, but I wanted to get myself a graduation gift.
Mm-hmm.
And for as long as I could remember, since I was little, like in elementary school, I would watch videos of Apple products, like any Apple products, but like MacBooks were like my key thing that I always watch. And I'm like, oh, it would be so cool one day to maybe get that.
Yeah.
And it was like so bad to where I was like my family probably couldn't afford it. So they were like, I would just be like, oh, maybe they'll watch a video somehow. And they'll be like, oh, we'll get him that for his birthday or something. But I actually got myself a graduation gift. I got myself a MacBook.
It's a graduation/birthday gift.
I pulled the plug. Spending that kind of money is hard for me because I don't like doing it, but I've wanted one for so long and I know it'll benefit me in the long run. So I decided to just pull the plug and do it. So now when we start video again, I'll have my thing and the iPad that we use for everything else. I pass it on to Charlene.
Mm-hmm.
And now Charlene has it and she has her own little thing going on.
Yes.
Hopefully it keeps her busy while we're doing the podcast. Now she has all her games and all that. Because you guys hear probably in this past couple podcasts, her playing around with stuff or moving around all the time.
Yes.
I'm so excited to have it. I'm so happy. I'm still like learning because I've never had.
He actually just got it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
I've had it not even a full week. And it's so weird trying to learn because the most I've ever gotten to do was at like Best Buy where they had him on display.
Yeah.
And you play with them a little bit. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's very exciting. I'm so happy for him because like, you know, he's always wanted something like this and he's like for like months now he's been like looking at the MacBooks like every single day. I'm like, just freaking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. And he's like, no. And then I told him, I was like, okay, you better do it. Like, you need to do it.
Yeah.
And it was like last Sunday.
Yeah, I'm happy I pulled the plug. Charlene has her thing now. I have the MacBook now, so we all have our own things.
Yeah.
Hopefully production quality will go up because there's a lot more you could do on Mac than you could do on the iPad.
I'm like really happy because like for your graduation, like it's like, I guess there was like so much going on in life that like people kind of forgot about.
Yeah,
it.
That's I was telling Charlene yesterday. I was like, it seems like it just like came and went. Like nobody cared or much anything. Like, yeah, Charlene's mom threw me a barbecue and Charlene and her mom threw me a barbecue and I like appreciate that with all my heart. And but it just like other than that, it seemed like it was just like whatever, which I mean that's how I kind of looked at it anyway. But have you done this week? How has your week been?
It's been really busy. I actually got some kind of good news about my leg finally after 7 months. where I went to a neurologist to get a nerve study done, and he did the nerve study plus the muscle. He like studied my muscles too. So they like literally shock you. Mm. They get like this thing, like it has like two little like pointies. Mm-hmm. They like push it in your leg and they sent a jolt of electricity through your leg, like yeah. through whatever part of your body you needed to. And so he did that. And then for the checking my muscles, he actually like stuck freaking needles and like acupuncture needles. But like they went like all the way in and he freaking stuck him in there. Like even the bottom of my foot, like my bottom of my foot still hurts from that freaking needle that went into my foot. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he was like, okay, he was like, we know. He was like, I told him like everything, the rundown. He had the charts of like my other doctor that's in the referral over there. And he's like, okay, well, the chart says that you have complex reachable syndrome. He's like, tell me your symptoms. I told him everything that happened from the fall to today, to that day, everything that's going on. And he was like, okay, well, he's like, I can confirm that you do have it. He was like, there is a treatment for it, but they have to start it immediately because the longer it's been, the less effective it is. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and it's been 7 months. And he was like, so you need to start it right away. He's like, we need to get you on this right away. I was like, okay. And my mom, because my mom went with me, and she's like, so what are the treatments? And he was like, you know, sometimes they go in and they cut the nerves. Like they straight up just cut him right away, or they'll burn them, or like the way he explained it is like, we have like our main nerves, like, which I did damage that main nerve when I fell, but it's like, healed. It looks good. Mm-hmm. He said everything looks as good as possible, as can be. So like there's still damage in there, but nothing to be too worried about.
Yeah.
And so he did that. And so then he was like, there's these other nerves that come from your back and they do like other things. And he's like, those are the ones that are sending the wrong signals. And that's why the pain is constantly there. And that like, I really don't understand the condition I have, but like my legs like constantly swollen, hurts all the freaking time, can barely walk on it and everything. So that's what's going on. So I'm kind of excited to start those treatments and hopefully they work, because there's like some nights where I'm like, I wish just cut off my leg. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I know. But like the thing is with Charlene is that her leg has gotten a lot better than when it was. I mean, you guys have seen, I mean, you haven't seen it, but the way we talk about it, but she can walk a little bit better and stuff. It's just like, instead of it hurting constantly the same way, it takes over time, like throughout the day, it gets like to a point where it used to be, you know?
Yeah.
When it first happened, it was like right away, straight from like all day long, even in the night, it was just like constant, the same pain over and over. Now it seems like you can go a little bit more, and then like it starts hurting you the more that you push yourself to walk. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Jane's actually been listening to like the radio lately. He actually told me this funny story about, it's not too funny. Okay. It's funny to like the listeners, but to the actual people that would happen to that happened to them, it's not that funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell
me? Yeah. Okay. So, I was listening to the radio today. This past week. Yeah. And this past Friday, we have like our radio station here and they're like super, like they're like locally famous, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like the host of the radio station.
Yeah.
So this Friday, I guess the male co-host Ando is Kiss 97.3. If you're from New Mexico, you more than likely have heard it. He at some point hooked up with this crazy girl. And I guess I've only listened to this past week consistently. So I guess this a week ago, from this past week,
yeah,
they got a call into the radio station this girl saying that she's 3 weeks late on her pregnant, or three weeks late on her period, and that she thinks that she's pregnant with Ando's baby, the guy co-host. And
well, if you're 3 weeks, then you know you should go get a test.
Pretty much. So what Gina, the main girl co-host, she set up was like, okay, let's go ahead and have her come on to the show live and take a pregnancy test and get the answer from there. And they both agreed to it, and it just like was crazy because he like blocked her on everything, and it was real. You would think it would be fake.
Yeah.
But they like live stream their behind the scenes of how the radio goes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it shows them doing it. And they're like, so you get to see them talking and arguing and stuff behind the recordings that you hear on the actual radio.
Okay.
So they're on the live or whatever. They're just like talking. They're like, oh, I'm pregnant or whatever. So the girl comes in and he blocked her on everything. And she waited from like the moment they got into there until like 8 o'clock where they let her into the doors. And she was like, it's not knocking on the doors.
They kept telling
the receptionist to not let her in. And so finally she got in and he didn't talk to her at all because he didn't want to talk to her in the first place.
Yeah.
And I guess there was something where the girl's family was saying, oh, if you're pregnant with this kid, you guys have to get married. And that she came in saying that stuff right away. And he's like, why? He's like, what if I don't want to marry you? And she's like, oh, my family is super religious or something like that. Super strict or something like that.
Yeah.
But, they were talking a little bit and there's actually like this, another co-host guy they have there.
Yeah.
And him and her just like started going at it. Cause I guess he was talking shit about her on the radio that week where she called in and she was mad about that. And I don't know. It was crazy. I wish you watched it. So you get to see it. But, she finally took the test and she ended up being pregnant and he was like, oh, I want a DNA test. And then she kept trying to ask him for money, which is weird. She was like, oh, I need you to support me or something. And she doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
So he's like, what do I need to support you for? The baby's not even here yet. And she's like, oh, I need necessities. And he's like, necessities like what? And then she just like started naming off like bullshit things.
Like
and
what?
And then he's like, how were you getting by before me? And she's like, I make my ways. And he's like, then you can make your ways now. What do you need to fucking have me give you money for?
Exactly.
That's crazy. It's a crazy situation. I don't know. I wish
Charlene. Don't think it's going to dig.
I've been meaning to show. It just happened Friday. So I wanted to show Charlene, but I haven't gotten the chance to do it. I know.
He told me he came home and like, he's like, told me all about it. I'm like, no freaking way.
Yeah. But she's like crazy. And she didn't show her, she wore sunglasses and a mask, but you can pretty much tell what she kind of looked like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's super crazy. If we were doing video, I would put it like in the background or right beside us or in the middle. And it just like on mute, you could just see how they're reacting to the thing. Cause you could tell it's like tense. And I don't know. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. I can only imagine how it's like to like find out that she was like actually pregnant on live.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and he said that he only hooked up with her a couple of times, that there were like that only time he would hit her up was when he was drunk.
It reminds me of like that one girl who like got Drake's like Tabasco sperm.
It's pretty much like
inside her.
The same thing. Cause don't you think it's weird? Cause like Ando, he said I could do it. We'll do it on the radio. Cause they were going to do it privately.
Yeah. Ooh, and that's kind of good that he didn't do it privately because.
Yeah. That's what they were saying too. They were like, okay, it's like on the record. So if she is or whatever she says or something, it's on the record. So if you guys need to go to court or something, you have that to take to it because it's recorded. And she said the same thing. She's like, I just wanted to come over here to, so it's on the record and whatever. And they kept telling
him. But they're not a thing.
No, they're not dating or anything.
You should get a DNA test.
Mm, that they were saying that it takes, you have to wait till 3 months of pregnancy or something to do like a, I don't know what a non-invasive DNA test. That's what he was saying.
Really?
Mm.
I feel like that's too small.
Because they were on the live searching it up. He was searching. He was like, okay. He's like, you have to wait till 3 months. It takes about $200 to $3,000 or something like that to do a non-invasive. I don't know what invasive means. Does it mean like a surgery?
Yeah.
Or like go inside you?
Yeah, where they basically, where they hurt the baby.
Oh, okay.
Or hurt the baby, are you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, poor dude. And then he had to go host a club that next night because he's like the producer, the DJ guy.
Yeah.
And he had to go host a club and they put on the Kiss. They're like, oh, Ando's done with his baby mama drama. Now he's hosting a club. But it was funny. That's a whole crazy situation.
I could only imagine. Could you imagine like you, like what would you do if like we're not together and you hook up with this one girl once? It's only one time. Okay. But she kept showing up at your job and she kept asking for you. And they're like, where's Jane's office? Do you know where Jane's office is? And then bam, she brings you cookies one day and she's pregnant. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I wish I would. I mean, his situation is crazy because she's like actually crazy because even like the people that she just showed up, she didn't even do anything. She just showed up and even the receptionist and all them thought they're like, oh, we thought she was going to go to like our sales team or go meet with like our marketing person or something. But no, she calls and she's like, I'm here to meet Ando. And they're like, Ando. They're like, Ando didn't say he was getting any visitors. And she just like showed up out of nowhere and she came in like all heavy energy, like negative energy.
Yeah.
And it just like ruined the whole vibe of the show. I need to show you the damn recording so you can see it.
They make movies about this shit.
They do, for real. But poor dude, I feel so bad for him. Like, I was at work listening to it and I was like, oh. Like, I was like cringing to like what the girl was saying. And I was like, no, dude.
It's so hard when they're like, oh, my parents are like, I saw this one TikTok for this guy where his girlfriend was like, oh, I'm going on vacation with my parents. Like, I'll be back. And then about a friend of a friend sent him a picture of his girlfriend getting married to like somebody else.
What?
It was an arranged marriage.
Oh, I saw that was on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think I saw that on TikTok where they went. You said they went on a cruise, right?
They went like, she said she was going on a vacation or back home or something like that.
That I saw that. I don't know if it was on TikTok. I don't know if it was a video I saw, but I swear I saw like something about it, maybe a screenshot of it. And I was like, fuck. I was like, poor dude. Imagine your girl going on a vacation or something and coming back married.
Yeah.
Why didn't she tell him? Did she?
No, she never told him.
That's, I don't know. That's a crazy thing.
I don't know, because it probably like brought back, but that new app I got, Chapters, that book one, I was like, there was one, and one of the friends, he had a girlfriend, and she actually, he had a girlfriend, and he was, I don't know what ethnicity he was, or what religion, or, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to have an arranged marriage, so him and his girlfriend broke up about it, because of it. I don't know whatever happened. They stopped at that. They like
the book Charlene's telling, the app Charlene's talking about. It's like is it real stories or it's like
they're made up stories.
I call them the Sims stories because,
but they're not Sims. People write them, like actual people.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's like I remember that book. The book app I used to have, like Wattpad.
Yeah. Oh no way.
Not Wattpad. It's
Yeah, Wattpad. Like where they write like the One Direction fan fiction.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But they're not One Direction fan fictions. They're like,
there's like a bunch of characters off, or is it like a storyline?
No. Well, this one was actually a sequel to another one that I want to read this coming week. Mm-hmm. But it's not fan fiction. It's just like people write like story, like short stories. Mm-hmm. They're like only like 20 chapters long. So they're not that long.
Yeah. But it's like I thought it was just like automated stories. I didn't know actually people actually put time to write into them.
Write them. There's this other one that comes out like every Wednesday. So
does it give you the option to write your own?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You should try sometime. Make up some fantasy. You have to choose
like, because like it's like a visual story. Like you could choose either the visual story or like the non-visual, but like
it's like choice based.
Mind brain needs visual content.
What Charlene has told me is it's like choice based. So you, whatever your response is how like the other person responds to you, right?
Yeah. If you ever played Episode, it's kind of like that, but Episode is a lot different. I don't know. It's kind of like it, but this one's, it's a lot better. And there's like, people write stories. Like one story comes out, there's a new one I kind of want to read, and it comes out every Wednesday because it's coming. People are still writing it.
Yeah.
As it goes.
I used to do one like my freshman year of high school, I think it was. There was this app. It was kind of the same thing.
What's Wattpad?
No, I don't know. It like I downloaded it, used it, and it was like weird. And then it just disappeared. I never found. I don't even remember what it was called.
I don't know.
But it was like a text messaging one though. Like it was like a story.
Yeah.
But it was like a choice one too, where you respond this. Yeah, and
I had just gotten one like that, and I kind of really didn't like it because they were like, that one was like too fictional. It was like, I'm a werewolf, and I'm like, oh
no. The one I used, it felt like you're like, I don't know. It felt like a real like. You played like a character, obviously, when you're typing.
Yeah.
But it felt like real. It felt like they were like friends or something, like in real life. It was weird.
Oh,
and then
my God.
I finished the story because there was only one story and it ended. And then I undownloaded it and I had no, there was no like record of it ever. Wow. I tried finding it. It was weird.
It reminds me of that one, like the BTS one where you would download and the BTS, like it was a computer, obviously, but it was like BTS to get close to the event.
Yeah. Oh,
I remember that. That was when I was trying to get into the other app because they're short stories, but they would put it like in messages.
Was it just BTS? Was it BTS? Like, what's the genre? What's it called? K-pop.
Oh, maybe it was K-pop.
Yeah.
And like, they would like message their favorite K-pop star and all of a sudden the fucking messages were like, oh,
they're like, oh,
you dropped a piece of popcorn or I like when you eat popcorn or something.
There was,
like
where did we watch that? Shane's video. There was an app where like South Korea or something like that?
Yeah, but these ones weren't like short stories like we had. It was like
a text message.
Yeah, it's like trying to get you closer to your favorite K-pop star.
Make it seem like you were talking to them. Yeah. So they would put you would pick out what K-pop star you want to talk to and you talk to them. But after a while, this chat started getting weird where like it seemed like they were watching you.
Yeah.
Because people would be like, oh, your food looks good or something.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, then they would be like, oh, what am I eating? And they would say what they were eating. And that was like popcorn.
You look good in white.
Yeah, it would be weird shit like that. Yeah. So I don't know what ended up happening to it. I don't remember it exactly, but that shit, imagine that shit happening.
Yeah. And so when I was doing the other one, I don't remember what it was called. I think it was called MeChat or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, watch this. Like, what if it just turns into like one of the BTS ones. So I got kind of scared. But
that's scary.
Those stories, they weren't good. They were kind of awful.
It's scary because those ones, they had like little girls and little boys, like young people doing children. It. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Imagine that, how scary that was. Imagine being in your room, just like having fun messaging your K-pop star, your favorite one. And they fucking start saying shit like they're watching you through the window. That's scary.
I just want to make sure I got the right app right. It's not WhatsApp. It's Wattpad.
It's Wattpad.
Wattpad. Because I heard
WhatsApp is like how people from like they talk from country to country.
So it's like Kick.
I mean, most of the time.
Because my sister used to be like on Kick all the time, and I'm like, ugh.
Like I get a lot of people at work that talk from country to country through WhatsApp. I think they have like a paid service or some kind of thing you could buy in the app. So I see a lot of the things from that.
Okay, so it's Wattpad. She's been on Wattpad all the time, and she would read all these freaking stories and everything. But this one, people write them. You can even comment on the story. They're like, oh, I love this story. Like, there's thousands of comments. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, if you recommend this story, or like, I'm writing a story, come check it out. So it's pretty cool. I really like it.
That's pretty cool. But you want to get started on your Reddits? Charlene got some good Reddits lately. Or today, and which I'm surprised because she's on it.
I did it on my new handy dandy iPad.
Yeah, and she held to her word that we last podcast you were like, oh, we'll be back with our Reddits and everything, and she actually stood to it because I had forgotten.
I didn't.
But did you want to read him or
no,
me?
You go ahead.
Me read him. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. My voice probably sounds awful, but okay. Let's get started. We haven't done them in a while, so I'm excited to see what she got. So this one says, my girlfriend wants to open the relationship up. For the past month, I noticed concerning signs about my girlfriend. She's too tired for sex, but then stays up all night to flirt with one dude. When I ask her about it, she would deny anything is happening. A few hours ago, she claimed she wants to be sexually free and wants me to open the relationship up to allow her to experiment. I made it clear I'm monogamous, and then she accused me of being controlling. How do I talk her out of an open relationship?
I feel like, and I kind of picked this because me and Jane were just like rewatching the show Sex Life on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same thing because she was like, oh, I need Brad in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I feel like that's basically asking to cheat without asking to cheat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. I mean, obviously she's like not loving you anymore, or even at the moment, if she's deciding not to do anything intimate with you, so she's trying to get it from another person.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't have to be strung along when she's trying to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel if it was like, or say like, what if it was the opposite and I was the girl and I was doing all that? How would you feel?
And you came up to me You want nothing to do with me. Basically, you want nothing to do with me. And all of a sudden you came up to me and you were like, listen, Charles, because that's opposite of Charlene. Listen, Charles, I don't like the name Charles. Listen, Chandler, I don't like that you don't please me enough. I want open relationship. What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'll walk away.
And?
Find somebody else. It's such a hard situation because I feel like, you know, there's couples that have, like, issues. Not issues, but, like, troubles, hardships.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, you know, let's try to open up a relationship. Let's do these baby steps. But her, she wants full on blown having another relationship with somebody else. Mm. She wants her cake and eat it too. Sorry, Cooper's bad. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I mean, still, what do you mean it's hard? The guy is imperfect. I mean, the girl's in wrong.
Yeah. Yeah,
the guy shouldn't be strung along.
No, it's hard. But I say it's hard because I'm like, I've never experienced this life, but like, I've seen movies where like, oh my God, it's just, we're having such a hard, difficult time. And then the friend comes in and the friend's like, I've got something for you. I know what, we'll make it better. And then bam, throws them in a sex party. And then bam, this like something happens. And then bam, she ends up pregnant with the other dude's baby. It's messy. Just don't do it.
What story plot did you get that from? For what movie?
It's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one. This one says, how do you feel when your boyfriend asks you if you're moving to another state with him, but also asks you to get your own place? Just like the title, before my boyfriend's moved to Texas, he has asked me if I'm willing to relocate to Texas after graduating in December. That actually made me hesitate a little because we've only been dating a little over a year. That's a big move, but after doing LDR, long distance relationship for a while, I feel like I'm the kind of person that needs my significant other next to me, or near me at least. Mm-hmm. Florida and Texas is just too far. But recently, when we talked about whether it would benefit my career if I moved to Texas or not, he said he can't help me make that decision, which is fair of him to say, so I wasn't too worried about it. But when he said regardless, you would have to find your own place because we are not married yet. He's referring to that because he recently just got his own place. Is it just me or it came out weird? Please, I need some advice. I have posted about this in another Reddit group already, but need more people's opinion on this. Thank you. I have realized I need to do what's best for me, so I'm not even going to consider moving now. I guess that was an update after everybody told her everything.
Yeah. Let me see. It's kind of hard because even if you guys aren't married, you guys live with each other. Like me and Jaden, we're not married and we live together, but he has a separate room and I have my own room.
That's what I always find weird.
I'm just kidding.
Is like, how do people like, I mean, more than likely they're having sex and doing all that stuff. What is not living together going to do? I mean, if you're doing all that other stuff, like I've heard a bunch of people that like they have sex and they do all that, but oh, showering together or seeing each other naked or moving in together. That's a boundary you can't cross. Why? I think
they have sex, but they can't see each other naked.
Yeah. Trust me, I've heard it. And it's just weird because I've heard a bunch of those where like they do all this like intimate stuff, like inclusive stuff. But they can't do something as simple as like this one, like living together. That's like the easiest thing. It doesn't matter if you're married. I mean, if you still break up, the person goes on their own way.
Every couple should live together before they get married.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because could you imagine if me and Jane would have just gotten married when we first moved in together? If we would have just gotten married and moved in together and all our fighting would be like, oh my God, we're going to end up in divorce. No, that's why you move together when you're a boyfriend.
You need to like test everything the waters out. Yeah. Because what, like she said, what if you jump into it when you get married and you end up like, that's your breaking point where like everything was fine before moving in together and moving in together was a thing that tore you guys apart.
Yeah. Cause like, it's different. Like me and Jane, we would see each other every single day, but when we moved in together, it was like a lot different. It's like, mm-hmm. we're trying to learn to be in each other's space. At the end of the day, I would go home and
it and was, I think we have like a good thing now. Yeah, we both work and stuff. So when we come home from work, we always want to like, we just want to spend time with each other and all that. But like, even with our alone time, I'll just go to the room or I'll just play something. I'll do something. And Charlene just like does her own thing too. I mean, yeah, we're in the same space, but we're still doing our own thing. So it's not like we're constantly around each other bothering. I mean, I get to the point where I'm bothering Charlene most
especially
of the time.
Especially when I'm freaking sleeping and it bugs me so much. Because
I don't know, I just don't, I like get
he
these
doesn't
random
like
spurts
when I
of
sleep.
Energy. I get these random spurts of energy where I just want to do something and I have to bug her into, so I can mess around with her. But like times like now, like it's nice and cloudy. And we're, before we started doing the podcast, we were just like, I was going to go play the game and she was watching a movie and I ended up taking like a 15 minute nap.
Yeah.
And I just woke up and we started doing the podcast. So, I mean, you have to live together. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not how things would have went if we were married and we just moved in together now.
No, it would have been awful.
We already figured out how it is to live with each other, like, which I think every couple needs to go through. Like, like look at Jayco and Val. They moved in together and they're not married. Yeah, they're like really religious and that's like what they chose that they needed to do for themselves. But still, they did it and they are doing fine. I think every couple needs to do it as like a part of like being together before actually like doing the marriage thing and all that.
Yeah, because like marriage is not, it's kind of permanent. It's hard to separate from that person. Mm. Like, yeah, you don't have to live with them and everything, but like on legal terms, you're married to that person.
Mm.
So I'm actually really happy that we moved in together before we were married. Mm-hmm. Actually, like in my head, because we used to be so broken, be like, oh my God, it's gonna be years, it's gonna be forever that me and Jane get to live together. Now look at us, like, we're living so comfortable. Jane just bought a MacBook. We're going on vacation next month.
Yeah, like a little vacation. But yeah, I'm happy she realized that she's not going to move. That's good for her. I'm happy
good
she
for
didn't,
her.
I'm happy she didn't move and she made that decision while she went after she already moved. That would have sucked.
Then I'm just like, I kind of don't believe him either because
he's more than likely wants her to get her own place. Because, like, yeah, he got his own place, whatever.
But I feel like he still wants to leave, like, a single guy.
Yeah, and he wants to have people over, have girls over without her knowing. And that's, like, the part that maybe she finally realized or people told her that he's probably doing.
You always got to read in between the lines. I analyze everything James tells me. I'm like,
And she jumps
to conclusions
gonna
go shower?
A lot, too. She jumps to conclusions a lot, too. Okay, we have one more, I think. Let's see. Okay. So this last one says, my boyfriend told another girl I was jealous of her. About a month ago, my boyfriend and I went to his friend's apartment to just hang out and drink. We get there and his high school mates are there outside on the balcony. I introduce myself to everyone and hang out with them for a bit, but I can tell they were all close with each other and I sort of felt a bit left out. I'm not a social person and would rather just hang out with my boyfriend. However, I wanted to let him have a good time. So I went back inside the apartment and just chilled in there, in which I had no problem with. However, at the end of the night, one of the high school girls comes up to me and says, boyfriend's name said you didn't like me because you think that me and him like each other. And I was a bit taken back. I responded, oh no, it's okay. I just felt more comfortable inside anyways. I later confronted him about it and said, why would you say that to her? He said it was because I was being antisocial and he knew I didn't like her. Which isn't true. I had no problem with them. I asked him about it again today and he got so mad. I don't know if I'm being dramatic, but I think that's disrespectful.
He's trash.
Yeah, why would... The thing with that is why would he jump to that she's jealous of her when... I mean, if she's telling the story the way that she's telling it, like it went the way she's telling it, then she just wanted to go inside. It doesn't mean that she was jealous of anybody. Maybe he wanted to tell her, oh, she's jealous of you. So she makes him feel like, oh, I could have him if I want. Isn't that like kind of the vibes you get?
Yeah, absolutely. But also, as a boyfriend, it doesn't matter. Like, you're supposed to be her ride or die. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to fucking... If your girlfriend doesn't like that girl, you don't like her either. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
But don't you think that the reason he's telling the girl that she was jealous of her is to make it seem like he wants her, or that she could get him.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Or like that, to make it feel like the she that the girlfriend has competition.
Yeah.
Of like the guy's attention.
Like, I mean, a girl always knows when another girl wants her man. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, why would the girl even go up to her in the first place mm-hmm. and tell her? Obviously, she was like trying to get something out of her and make her feel some type of way.
And also, if she knows he has a girlfriend, she shouldn't be all up in his business.
Yeah. Way. That's a crazy situation. Poor girl. It's all the girls this time getting... Oh, no, except for that one dude in the beginning getting effed over. But most of them seem to be making the good decisions. But do you think she's being overdramatic?
Absolutely not.
Or is he being disrespectful?
He's being disrespectful.
I always like to put ourselves into the situation where of the stories, like me or you, and see what we would do about it. Which, I mean, most of the time, it's like we do the right thing, our version of the right thing that we would think was best for us. But that one is the same too. I think he's in the wrong for even mentioning that to her. Why would he be like, imagine this conversation. He's like, yeah, you see my girlfriend. She's jealous of you. That's why she's sitting by herself.
Yeah.
You see how dumb that sounds? Like, why would you even mention that?
And first off, why is she even sitting by herself when she has a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Poor her.
Girlies, you need to find a better man. Find somebody that's going to treat you like a queen, because you do not deserve to be with peasants like that.
Yeah, for real. But I think after our Reddits, I think that's enough for today. It felt good. We're actually recording this on a Sunday when we usually record on Tuesdays, because we're switching up our schedule so we can fit it better. Because on Tuesdays, we're always like after work, so tired, and we barely have time to do anything.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been getting off of work extremely late lately. And so I'm just exhausted. And, you know, by the time Jaden gets home and I get home, Jaden gets home for me. By the time I get home and everything, I'm just like, I'm done.
It's like already 9. And then by 9, we still like... We're barely eating dinner pretty much and we're like still running down from the day. So getting like trying to make time to do the podcast was hard. So we're going to make it every Sunday we do it, because Sundays are free. Both of our free days. I have both days of the weekend. Charlene only has one. So we're going to do it then and everything's going to go good. So happy I got the MacBook. So happy you got your thing. So we both have our own things. But yeah, everything's going to go good now. I'm pretty sure you could tell I'm in a way better mood than last podcast.
Oh my God, since like the last couple of podcasts, he used to be like a freaking negative Nancy. Now he's like a...
positive Penny?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.